I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, December 2nd. Norfolk District Attorney Mike Morrissey ruled that Braintree police were justified in the fatal shooting of a man who wounded two officers and killed a canine during an ambush in Braintree back in June. Officers responding to the home of a woman who reported that she'd been physically assaulted learned that the suspect, 34-year-old Andrew Homan, had fled the scene and had two guns on him. The DA released the 911 call where the woman claims a gun was held to her head during a domestic dispute. Police set up a perimeter around the wooded area where Homan was last seen on foot and put the nearby East Braintree Middle School on lockdown. Braintree Police Officer William Cushing and his canine partner Kit arrived on scene and entered the woods in search of Homan, alongside officers Richard Siebert and Matthew Donahue. The dog signaled that he was getting close to Homan before Cushing located somebody hiding behind a rock. Kit continued to advance, and Homan allegedly fired three rounds, striking two officers and killing Kit. Officers returned fire, killing Homan. A familiar scam has resurfaced in Quincy. Yesterday, police say an elderly man was robbed of his necklace from right around his neck while he was walking along Hancock Street in Wollaston. The victim tells police a female passenger in a black SUV pulled up to him just before 4 p.m. and tried to place a necklace around his neck and a watch on his wrist. The man refused and then realized that his own necklace had been replaced with a fake one. The phony necklace was recovered, and an investigation is now underway. There is a proposal for a new townhouse development in West Quincy. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci says that Peter Lavin, the owner of the single-family homes at 107 and 113 Cross Street, wants to tear them down and replace them with 7 three-story townhouses on just over 12,000 square feet of land. Each unit would have a 2-car garage. It would have 2 bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms with architectural pitched roofs. The development would require approval from the Planning and Zoning Boards. The property is zoned Business B. Palmucci is hosting a virtual community meeting about the plan today at 6 p.m. on Zoom. No formal proposal for the project has yet been made to the city. Following the news that Governor Baker will not run for re-election next year, Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey says she will make an announcement about her future plans soon. During an appearance on Bloomberg TV yesterday, Healey declined to say if she'll run for governor, saying she would save the topic for another day. Polling has suggested that the Attorney General, who has repeatedly said she's considering a run for governor, would begin as a favorite in the race. Healey's praise for Baker's bipartisan work stood apart from the reactions yesterday from some of the Democrats already running for Massachusetts governor, who criticized Baker for not pursuing more structural solutions to the state's most pressing problems. State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, a fellow Democratic candidate, called for a new chapter. Harvard professor Danielle Allen, who was the first Democrat to publicly consider a run, thanked Baker for his service. A former Boston Red Sox outfielder known for his spectacular catches, but perhaps less than stellar at bat, is returning to Fenway Park. The Red Sox announced they had acquired outfielder Jackie Bradley Jr., along with minor league infielders Alex Benelis and David Hamilton from the Milwaukee Brewers, in exchange for outfielder Hunter Renfroe. 31-year-old Bradley has played in over 1,000 major league games with the Red Sox and Brewers, batting 230 with 104 home runs. The 2016 All-Star earned the Gold Glove Award for center field in 2018 and was a finalist for the award in 3 other seasons. Bradley was a member of the Red Sox that won the 2018 World Series, was named MVP of the American League Championship Series. Tourism and hospitality is Boston's third largest industry, and while industry experts said this past summer showed a somewhat return to normalcy in the city, a lot more needs to be done. Prior to the pandemic, tourism in Massachusetts brought in more than $22 billion. But according to the U.S. Travel Association, the state's industry is now recovering at a slower pace than most of the country. Tourism officials said leaders should focus on encouraging employers to bring back business travel to Boston. Other news, lawmakers have just a month left to overcome a disagreement about how to update an animal welfare law before it kicks in. And if they fail to meet the deadline, they could unleash a nearly eggless period that one industry leader forecast would be temporary chaos. House and Senate have each already voted in favor of changes to a voter-approved law setting new standards for egg-laying hens. But a six-member conference committee has not reached agreement on a handful of details in the bill, delaying the passage. The effects of inaction could be enormous. Bill Bell, general manager of the New England Brown Egg Council, estimated that over 90% of the eggs currently available in Massachusetts would no longer be legal for sale starting January 1st if the voter-approved initiative petition takes effect without any changes. Quincy College's Business Alliance, an on-campus club for students interested in pursuing careers in business, will host a conversation with Phil Black. A free virtual forum open to both Business Alliance members and the community at large next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Over the past three decades, Black has built a record of unique accomplishments as a Division I college athlete, U.S. Navy SEAL, Goldman Sachs investment banker, firefighter, and as well known as an entrepreneur and two-time contestant on TV's Shark Tank. He's the creator of PrepWell Academy, an innovative approach to preparing high school students and their parents for the rigors of the college admissions process, and also creator of FitDeck, custom playing cards depicting various exercises that can be shuffled to create random workouts. A conversation with Phil Black comes just 3 weeks after Quincy College won state and accrediting agency approvals to offer a bachelor's degree program in business management. The college is now the only two-year institution in Massachusetts offering a baccalaureate degree program and is currently enrolling students in third-year courses in business management for the semester beginning in January. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 461 points. NASDAQ sank 283 and the S&P dropped 53. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar is higher, the euro is steady, oil is down now to $66 a barrel. Sports, the Celtics beat the Sixers 88-87. Bruins are in Nashville tonight at 8. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Scattered showers, mild today, high 58 degrees. Clearing tonight, low 33. Tomorrow mostly sunny, 42. Cloudy 41 Saturday, partly cloudy 42 Sunday. For the boater, waves 2 feet, southwest winds gusting to 25, high tide right before 10 a.m. Sunrise, 6:55, set 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, December 2nd.